Lord, we commit this to you, and may it help us, and whoever it is for, Lord, may it be a blessing to them. We pray for us here and those who listen at another time. And all God's people said, Amen. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Very well-known passage. And we begin with this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So in a nutshell, the way God operates and the way God thinks, it is radically different from the way we would do it. I think that's roughly what he's saying there. Title of my offering this morning is simply this: Christmas makes no logical sense. You could say on a natural level, we've gone completely mad, overbuying, overeating, possibly overdrinking, over everything. But that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christmas, as in the Nativity, makes no logical sense at the natural level. So, we begin. Spiritually speaking, we began our series saying, I want to be up close to Jesus this Christmas. Isn't that right? That's kind of what we said, and only time will tell whether we got it or not. But, here's our but. I want to be up close to Jesus this Christmas, but it must make logical sense. Would you agree with that? It has to make logical sense. That's really important to us. But what if God asks you either to believe or do something that makes no logical sense? What then? You see already how important human logic is to us and how much we value it. But if God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts, we may run to difficulty very quickly with logic. So you may say, what do you mean? Well, when you think about the Christmas story, all the major players, those who were involved in the first Christmas, had to do just that. They had to let go of their logic in order to do what God had called them to do. So for instance, Mary had to believe that she was pregnant by a divine act of the Spirit of God and still be a virgin. How much sense does that make? I am pregnant, first of all, by the divine act of God. Who will believe that? And I'm still a virgin. Does that make sense? The answer is, at a natural level, no, of course it doesn't. Yet, she was willing to do that, even though it didn't make natural sense. Joseph. Well, Joseph had to believe that Mary was still a virgin, though she was pregnant. No, try and make logic out of that. I'm pregnant, but I'm still a virgin. You see, you can't make any kind of logic out of that. But Joseph was willing to take it and take the word of God at face value, even though it made no logical sense. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. Spiritually speaking, what was happening at Christmas made no logical sense at a human level. I think you'd agree with that. None. Which brings me to my point. Christmas, as we know it, makes no logical sense. But logic is very important to us. God's ways are not always, and we know that, and we're familiar with the verses. But see if you can make any sense out of this. You're announcing, a royal birth. The most important birth ever happened. Who would you get to do the announcing? I mean, what we would do is people who have a proven track record and who are highly regarded in all spheres of society. Wouldn't you get that? That's the way men do it. Yet God chose shepherds, the lowest rank of society, the very lowest you can get, and they were considered untrustworthy. Now, where is the logic in that? And that's precisely what he did. why choose Mary, a young teenager who had no standing or influence in her community? Why he bypassed all other women, some who were highly respected and highly influential? Can you make any sense out of that? But that's precisely what he did. Then, if you're announcing Albert, address is very important, isn't it? Really key. So why be born in a stable in absolute obscurity? Where's the logic in that? So can you see what I mean by Christmas makes no logical sense? You're in the temple, the most important place of worship, and it was the seat of power, and everything that happened in the religious community was based there. You arrive into the temple with Jesus, and the only two people recognized him, and they were old people, very old people actually. You know, one foot in the grave, I don't say that disrespectfully, and slipping fairly quickly. They're the only two that actually recognized him for who he was. Admittedly, they told others afterwards, but only those two. Where's the sense in that? We'd organize a press conference and have everyone there who was important to make sure the event was recorded and publicized properly. He didn't do that. Very old people. So here's my question, human logic versus faith, what wins out for you? We know what wins out for God. But for all involved in that Christmas story that I've just briefly given you a glimpse of, all of them had to let go of human logic to embrace the work of God specifically in that situation. But it defied all human logic. So I ask the question again, human logic versus faith. What wins out? Well, in the secular world, obviously, human logic wins out. But we're not talking about that. We're talking here about reflecting on the Christmas story and getting close to Jesus. Everyone who got close to him and was involved in that, for the most part, had to walk the way through is, I believe it, though it doesn't make any sense. Clearly implied by all the people that was involved. So human logic versus faith. Let me give you four options that you can choose. I want to believe and follow, but only if it makes sense. Many, many people say that. Of all denominations. I want to believe, I want to follow, but only if it makes logical sense. Option one. Option two. I want to believe and follow, but not end up looking like a fool. I'll take no risks. That describes an awful lot of people. Option number three. If it doesn't make logical sense, then it's a no-go for me. I've met people like that. Wouldn't even consider it. Last option. If God is in it, I will believe regardless. That is what Mary had to do. That is what Joseph had to do. That's what the shepherds did. The two people in the temple, all of them that was involved, had to say, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. I could end up looking like a fool, but I am going to believe regardless. One of the things that we have to wrestle, that they had to wrestle with, was that sometimes God doesn't make any sense to us, while it makes tremendous sense to him. Because his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. And while we know the verse, to actually have to wrestle through that and let him go, and you could get it wrong, you could end up looking like a fool, most people will not take that risk. And much is lost as a result. Because though there is truth, we're not talking here about blind faith, we're talking here about truth that God gives that involves taking a risk and having to let go some of our own natural reason and natural understanding. So when it comes to human logic versus faith, among us followers of Jesus, human logic can win out very quickly. But if we were sitting down analyzing that Christmas story and all the things were happening, we would have to say it makes no logical sense. It didn't, but it does now. It made sense to God all the ways as he was weaving the plan and all the people that were involved. Each of them had to step out and say, I will believe regardless. I mean, it was a supernatural event. As we reflect on Christmas, that's the only question we need to ask really is, which wins out for me? Human logic or faith? Because of those four applications I give you, we all will answer in one way or the other. Lord, help us to discern truth, to know when you're leading us, and then, like those players, Lord, in the Christmas story, to believe regardless, Lord, of what other people think. Once we know, Lord, it is your truth and this is the way you're leading. Lord, it doesn't have to make sense to us once it is your truth, because eventually it will make sense. Because, Lord, your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, you are operating in a much higher level. Lord, we say we want to follow. We say we want to get close. But Lord, we also want to hang on to human logic. So Lord, what we ask then is for faith that can go beyond that when it is required to do so. This, Jesus, we ask in your name. Amen.